Today's title, today's devotional, Peace in the Storm. Scripture reading, Mark chapter 4, verses 35 to 39. As evening came, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let's cross to the other side of the lake." So they took Jesus in the boat and started out, leaving the crowds behind, although other boats followed. But soon a fierce storm came up. High waves were breaking into the boat, and it began to fill with water. Jesus was sleeping at the back of the boat with his head on a cushion. The disciples woke him up, shouting, "Teacher, don't you care that we're going to drown?" When Jesus woke up, he rebuked the wind and said to the waves, "Silence, be still." Suddenly the wind stopped and there was a great calm. In both Mark and also in Luke, we find the disciples in a terrifying situation. A seemingly ordinary journey across the lake quickly turned into a life-threatening ordeal as a violent storm descended upon them. The boat was being swamped by waves, water was coming in, and despite being seasoned fishermen, these disciples were overwhelmed with fear. Amid the chaos, Jesus was asleep in the boat. While everybody's going crazy, he's resting. The contrast between the disciples' panic and Jesus' peaceful slumber is striking. It's a reminder that Jesus, though fully aware of their predicament, was a perfect example of peace, be still. The disciples, however, were not. Their fear led them to question Jesus' care for them. "Teacher, don't you care that we're going to drown?" Their words reveal their desperation and their doubt. But Jesus' response to the storm was immediate and authoritative. With a few simple words, "Silence, be still," the storm ceased, and there was a great calm. I want you to notice that to the wind he rebuked, and to the waters he said, "Be still." There's a reason for that. Sometimes it's not so much the person, but the wind around the person that is causing the disruption. In that instant, the disciples got to witness the power and authority of Jesus over nature itself. And not only that, but it also shows us that in a situation where the winds are all over the place, let's focus on the winds and not the person who has the water. But Jesus' response to the disciples is also significant. After calming the storm, he asked them, "Why are you afraid? Do you still have no faith?" Jesus wasn't rebuking them for waking him up. Rather, he was addressing their fear and lack of faith. The disciples had seen Jesus perform miracles before, yet in the face of this storm, their fear overshadowed their faith. How many times has that happened to us? This story teaches us several important lessons. First, storms in life are inevitable. They're going to happen. Even when we are following Jesus, even when he's in our boat, we're going to run into those storms. We will encounter difficulties, challenges, and situations that cause us fear and anxiety. But like the disciples, we must remember who is in the boat with us. Jesus, the one who has power over the wind and the waves, is with us in every storm. Secondly, Jesus' peace is available to us even in the midst of our greatest fears. When we are overwhelmed by the storms of life, we can turn to him. His presence brings peace that surpasses all human understanding. That same Jesus who calmed the storm on the Sea of Galilee can bring calm to our troubled hearts. Finally, this story challenges us to trust Jesus more deeply. When we are faced with fear and uncertainty, well, will we let our faith be overcome, or will we trust in the one who is greater than the storm? Jesus is calling us to have faith in him, to believe that he is in control, even when everything around us seems to be falling apart. Whatever storms you may be facing today, know that Jesus is with you. He cares for you deeply, and he has the power to bring peace and calm to your situation. Please know what I'm saying, that if right now you're hearing this and you're going through something, know that he is in your boat and he will bring calm to your storm. Trust in him and let his peace fill your heart. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for being our peace in the midst of life's storms. Help us to trust in your power and presence even when we are afraid. Remind us that you are always with us and that no storm is too great for you to calm. Strengthen our faith and fill us with your peace, that we may rest in you no matter what we face. In the name of Jesus the Christ, in your name, Lord, we pray. Amen. Take these words today and apply it, and realize that there is power in knowing who you're with. He's with us every step of the way. Be blessed and be encouraged.